Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on recording and other devices, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, December 9th, 2023. This is our lesson 397 from our chapter 78 entitled Calvary, but this is our part 6. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the Tiny Tan Teens hymn entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy fame? Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, hear my humble cry. On others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in him but thee? Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please don't pass me by.
Amen. Indeed, myself as well. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for the Sabbath. We protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sixth day shall I labor, and the seventh day, this day shall I labor and do all my work. And the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. And please accept the Sabbath words that we're about to learn, and use in the Sabbath. And the people that's at the Sabbath, and the people who's not coming into the Sabbath, and the people who does not do Sabbath, they still do good. In Jesus' name, at school, if they're going to school, at the Sabbath day to keep the Holy Spirit and others. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It is story time, little ones, and our dear brother will be able to share part 6 of chapter 15 entitled At the Passover Supper in our storybook, The Story About Jesus.
The Bible verse for our lessons are found in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 21, and John 17. And as they did eat, he, Jesus, said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. This is part of Jesus' prayer after the Lord's Supper. That they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Next slide, please. And Jesus solemnly replied, Thou hast said. That was in answer to. Finally, Judas spoke up and said, Master, is it I? When Jesus said one of you would betray me. And Jesus solemnly replied, Thou hast said, Matthew 26, 21, 2 and 5. Jesus had washed the feet of Judas, but this had not caused him to love the Savior more. He was angry that Christ should do a servant's work. Now he knew that Christ would not be made king, and he was the more determined to betray him. After all, he was going to get, 30 pieces of silver? Someday I'll sing that song for you. When he saw that his purpose was known, even this did not cause him to fear. How did he know? Because Jesus said, yeah, you said it. You're the one that's going to betray me. In anger, he quickly left the room and went away to carry out his wicked plan. The going of Judas was a relief to all present. The Savior's face lighted. At this, the shadow was lifted from the disciples. Christ now talked for some time with his disciples. He was going to his Father's house, he said, to make a place for them, and that he would come again and take them to himself. Next slide, please. He promised to send the Holy Spirit to be their teacher and comforter while he was gone. He told them to pray in his name, and their prayers would surely be answered. He then prayed for them, asking that they might be kept from evil and might love one another as he had loved them. Jesus prayed for all of us, as well as for the first disciples. He said, Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, 20-23. And that's taken from the story of Jesus. Page 99.
Okay. Amen. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our part 6 of our study entitled At the Passover Supper in our Tiny Tot Lesson Book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place December 16, 2023. Dear ones, we are going to learn precious lessons from God's creation through nature. And this is our part 51 of our water topic, the water of life. So let's have our listening ears, for our dear brother will be the one to share.
Sad blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning water, the water of life. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Mark chapter 2, lesson 13, healings. It says in verses 1 to 4, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noticed that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bring one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Today's lesson is lesson 5, water helps the sick. And memory verse for these lessons is Exodus 23:25, James Version. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And the character quality of this, the whole stories is health or helpfulness versus conflict. Health or healthfulness is a harmonious state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Nature, water helps the sick. Remember how we learned that water helps the sick? Jesus helped the sick. Water can be used to help someone with a cold, headache, or even a more serious illness. Jesus helped even the sick with the most serious illnesses. First of all, in regaining the health, it is important that the patient has a clean room and is kept clean. Every kind of uncleanliness can lead to more sickness. Jesus cleansed the sick of their sins. Then, using one of the hydrotherapy treatments can help him feel. Then, using one of the hydrotherapy treatments can help him or her feel more comfortable and recover from the illness more quickly. Finally, the patient needs to drink plenty of good, pure water. Water is a blessing to the sick. Jesus, the water of life, is a blessing to those sick with sin. He shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 23:25. The healing at Peter's house. Immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Mark 2:12. And here in the remind, the things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your choice remind you of your lesson. Two, as you serve guests in your home, be reminded of Peter's home and how it was used as a place for Jesus to heal the sick. Be sure to offer your visitors water. Here in the reinforce are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, find verses in the Bible using the word clean or cleanse. Choose your favorite and copy on a card to carry it with you. Three, find out more about what it means to have palsy today. Four, continue to practice hydrotherapy. If you do not have the materials you need, save your money and purchase them so you will be prepared. Five, clean your room thoroughly. Six, for individual activity, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. See your memory verse. And above this picture of a parent helping clean this baby here. First of all, in regaining the health, it is important that the patient has a clean room and is kept clean. Every kind of uncleanliness can lead to more sickness. Remarkable parent food. It required nothing less than creative power to restore health to that decaying body. The same voice that spoke life to man created from the dust of the earth had spoken life to the dying paralytic. And the same power that gave life to the body had renewed the heart. He who at creation spake, and it was, who commanded, and it stood fast, Psalm 33:9, had spoken life to the soul dead in trespasses and sin. Healing of the body was an evidence of the power that had renewed the heart. Christ bade the paralytic arise and walk, that ye may know, he said, that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. The Mystery Healing, page 77. The effect produced upon the people by the healing of the paralytic was as if heaven had opened and revealed the glories of the better world. As the man who had been cured passed through the throng, blessing God at every step and bearing his burden as it were feather's weight, the people fell back to give him room and with awestricken faces gazed upon him, whispering softly among themselves, "We have seen strange things today." Luke 5:26. The Mystery of Healing, pages 78-79. Bathing belt helps the bowels, the stomach, and the liver, giving health and energy to each, and it promotes digestion. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. This time we'll be sharing our dear sister Joan's experience. On the picture on the left is a picture of the beach in Walport, Oregon. And on the right is a picture of a starfish in a tank. Continuing. On the left is a picture of an eel that likes to hide in the tube. It's a moray eel to be exact. And on the right is a school of piranhas. Piranhas are beautiful but deadly. Piranhas range from northern Argentina to Colombia, but they are most diverse in the Amazon River, where 20 different species are found. The most infamous is the red-bellied piranha, which is the ones in this picture. Their scientific name is Pygocentrus natureri, with the strongest jaws and sharpest teeth of all. And these two pictures are sea anemones. They're any member of the invertebrate order Actiniaria, a class Anthozoa of phylum Cnidaria, soft-bodied, primarily sedentary marine animals resembling flowers. One touch and it closes up. And over here is our dear sister Susie and family's experience in nature. The picture is of I think the moon. Sister Cece, would you and everyone over there like to share experience from this picture?
Yes, thank you, dear Brother Josh. Beautiful pictures. These pictures, one night I was coming out, I think I was coming from somewhere with my girls, and we saw the moon, and it was hovering right over my house. And it was such a beautiful sight. I could never take it in its beauty, at least not with my phone. But this picture was what I was able to get. And it looks like a star as we're looking at it in these pictures, but it was so beautiful to see. And then right here, these pictures were shared from one of my coworkers, who is my friend also. This is from a mountain that her and her husband, they go on all these beautiful hikes and nature walks. They don't even really understand how it's blessed me to see the pictures through their lenses. But this is a picture from India, one of the mountains in India. I have to get the name of the place that they hiked to, but it was so beautiful to be able to see these beautiful mountains. One day, by God's grace, I hope to share more of the pictures that they share with with me of the nature walks, beautiful safaris and everything like that. So this is coming to you all straight from India.
Amen, and thank you so much for everyone sharing their nature walk. And next Sabbath, we're going to have some little review of the find that we have received through our dear sister Joan and our dear sister Cilicia. And remember, little ones, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Covered with His Life. You can find it in the hymnal number 412. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to do so. Look upon Jesus, sinless He, Father, impute His life unto me. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with His life whiter than snow. Cover with His life whiter than snow. Fullness of His life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with His light, whiter than snow.
Deep are the wounds transgression had made, red are the stains, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with Thee, safe from the law that now judgeth me.
Cover with His life whiter than snow.
Fullness of
His life, then shall I know.
My life was covered, my sin and woe.
Cover with His light whiter than snow.
Longing the joy of pardon to know, Jesus holds out a robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear Thy pure life alone. Cover with His life whiter than snow. Fullness of His life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe. Cover with His life whiter than snow. Reconciled by His death for my sins, justified by His life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying His word, glorified when returneth my Lord. Cover with His life whiter than snow. Fullness of His life,
then shall I know my life of scarlet, my sin and woe, I reck with his life whiter than snow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful dear ones, welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If any one of our dear brethren would like to open the family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Father, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. You protect me and my mom. And please protect people that I know. And please protect the people that see the people that's not here and they can come back to the Sabbath. And please protect people that's not yet and they can come back to the Sabbath. And please protect the Sabbath day. They keep it holy, sacred, and Saturday labor in the seventh day. And please protect everybody that I know in Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 43 from the King James Version, and it reads, And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. This have our boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those that will be listening in other devices, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take one of the verses, dear ones? May you unmute your mic to do so.
Luke chapter 23, verse 44. King James Version. And it was a
about
the
sixth
hour, and there was a
darkness
over all the
earth
until the
ninth
hour.
Good job, Emma. Really?
Hebrews 7, chapter 7, verse 25, King James Version. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Very good. John chapter 20, verse 17, King James Version. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Amen.
Okay. John chapter 19, verse 18, where they crucified him and two others on the way. Where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one, and Jesus was in the midst.
19:21, King James Version. Oh, 24. King James Version. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, who it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, with said, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did not cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did.
Therefore, Isaiah 53, verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family. Today we will cover pages 749 through 750. Welcome, dear ones. We are in the Desire Ages, page 750. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 750. Continuing quickly, the answer came softly and
soft
and metallic.
Try again, please. Melodious
to the tone, full of love, compassion, and power. The word,
verily
I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. The Desire of Ages, page 750, verse 2.
Paragraph
2.
Good job.
The Desire of Ages, page 750. For long hours of agony, reviling mockery have fallen upon the ears of Jesus. As he hangs upon the cross, there floats up to him still the sound of jeers and curses. With longing heart, he has listened for some expression of faith from his disciples. He has heard only the mournful words, "We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel." How grateful then to the Savior was the utterance of faith and love from the dying thief. Next slide, please.
How grateful then to the Savior was the utterance of faith and love from the dying thief. While the leading Jews deny him and even the disciples doubt his divinity, the poor thief upon the brink of eternity calls Jesus Lord. Many were ready to call him Lord when he wrought miracles and after he had risen from the grave, but none acknowledged him as he hung dying upon the cross, save the penitent thief who was saved at the 11th hour. Desire of Ages, page 750, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 14, 18, and 19 with margin. Taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Promises of the Memory Verse CD.
The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him.
Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the desired ages, page 751. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The desire of ages.
The desire of ages, page 751. The
bystanders.
Bystanders.
Caught.
Caught. The
words.
Words.
As.
As. The.
Thief.
Thief.
Called.
Called.
Jesus Lord.
Jesus Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The.
Tone.
Tone of the.
Repentant.
Repentant.
Man.
Man.
Arrested.
Arrested.
Their attention.
Their attention.
Those who.
Those who.
At the foot of the cross.
At the foot of the foot of the cross.
Had been quarreling.
Have been quarreling.
Over Christ's garment.
Over Christ's garment.
And casting lots.
And casting lots.
Upon his vesture.
Upon his vesture.
Stopped.
Stopped.
To listen.
To listen.
Their angry tones.
Their angry tones.
Were hushed.
Were hushed.
With bated breath.
With bated breath.
They looked.
They looked.
Upon Christ.
Upon Christ.
And waited.
And waited.
For the response.
For the response.
From those dying lips.
From those dying lips.
The desire of ages.
The desire of ages.
Page 751, paragraph 1.
51, paragraph 1.
Good job. As he spoke, continuing, as he spoke the words of promise, the dark cloud that seemed to enshroud the cross was pierced by a bright and living light. To the penitent thief came the perfect peace of acceptance with God. Christ, in his humiliation, was glorified. He who, in all other eyes, appeared to be conquered, was a conqueror. He was acknowledged as the sin-bearer. Men may exercise power over his human body. They may pierce the holy temples with the crown of thorns. And continue on the next slide, please. And I'll bubble down to let someone share this one. Continuing.
They may strip.
From him,
his
raiment,
and quarrel,
over,
its
division,
but
they
can't not do
rob.
Is
him, that's the M.
Him. Of he.
His. Power.
Power. It. To.
Forgive.
Forgive.
Sins.
Sins. In.
Dying.
Dying. E.
Bears.
Testimony. Testimony. To his.
Own. Divinity.
Divinity. And to the.
Glory.
Glory of the.
Father.
Father. His. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Is. At.
Heavy.
Heavy.
T-H-A-T.
That is.
It.
Cannot.
What do you do with your ears?
Hear.
Mm-hmm. Neither.
Neither. is
mm-hmm. What is this?
House.
No, what is it?
Or
mm-hmm. Shortened.
Shortened. That is
it.
It
cannot
cannot
save the God of Ages.
Ages.
Page 751. Paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But this one is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25, with margin. This was taken from the Desire of All Nations, from the Sunlight Sound Studio, Memory Verse CD, Volume 3. Amen. We are still in the Desire of Ages. We're still on page 751. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Saba blessed. Go ahead.
The Desire of Ages, page 751. And I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in battle. Christ did not promise that the seed should be with him in paradise that day. He himself did not go
that day to paradise. He slept in the tomb, and on the morning of resurrection, he said, "I am not yet ascended to my Father." John 20:70. Next slide, please. And I bubble down so Grace, you could take over the next slide. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear sir. Desire of Ages, page 751. Continuing. It is his royal right to save unto the uttermost all who come unto God by him. But on the day of the crucifixion, the day of apparent defeat and darkness, the promise was given. Today, while dying upon the cross as a malefactor, Christ assures the poor sinner, "Thou shalt be with me in paradise." Desire of Ages, page 751, paragraph 3.
The thieves crucified with Jesus were placed on either side, one and Jesus in the middle. This was done by the direction of the priests and rulers. Christ's position between the thieves was to indicate that he was the greatest criminal of the three.
Wow.
Thus was fulfilled the scripture. He was numbered with the transgressors. Isaiah 53, verse 12. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. But the full meaning of their act the priest did not see. As Jesus, crucified with the thieves, was placed in the midst, so his cross was placed in the midst of a world lying in sin. And the words of pardon spoken to the penitent thief kindled a light that will shine to the earth's remotest bounds. The Desire of Ages, page 751, paragraph 4.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6, King James Version, in the section in character building, taken from scripture, sing a song on the memory verse.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6.
Amen. What a blessed promise, dear one. We are going to retain our question for next Sabbath review. I hope and pray everyone was blessed today, dear ones. So next week, we will be reviewing our lesson entitled Calvary Part 6. If you have any question besides the ones that we will be reviewing, if it needs research, you could send it beforehand by Thursday, or you could retain it when we get together by God's grace. If anyone would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Thank you once more for bringing us together to praise your name and to learn all these beautiful lessons. We pray, Father Jesus, for all the little ones and their parents and their participation. We thank you for the lessons learned. Please be with us as we move on to the next section. Be with the reader, lesson keeper. Thank you, Lord, for this day and continue to be with us. Continue to lift our minds towards you and also to make clear your word as they're being revealed. Thank you again for this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be December the 16th, 2023, we will be reviewing our chapter 78 entitled Calvary, part 6. I hope everyone was blessed, dear one, and may you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. And leaving the scripture and the quotes, the scripture is Psalm 16, verse 8. And it reads from the King James, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And a margin from Step to Christ, page 69, paragraph 1. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness all depend upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with him, daily, outwardly, by abiding in him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ first and last and always. He is to be with us not only at the beginning and at the end of our course, but at every step of the way. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear one. God bless.